Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the New York Yankees and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Earl Combs. Batting second. The third baseman, Gene Robertson. Batting third. The first baseman, Lou Gehrig. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Babe Ruth. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Tony Lazzari. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bob Musel. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bill Dickey. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Leo Durocher. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Fred Hammock. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Fred Hammock. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Alex Metzler. Batting second. The shortstop, Bill Sissel. Batting third. The first baseman, Art Shires. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Willie Kham. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Johnny Watwood. Batting seventh. The second baseman, John Kerr. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mo Berg. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy Thomas. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tommy Thomas. And now, play ball. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel takes first base on ball four. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires hits a ball on the ground towards short. Durocher fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Shires. The throw from Dickey and he is out, Lazzari applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari takes first base on ball four. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lazzari. The throw from Berg and he is out, Kerr applying the tag. Two outs. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kham fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Durocher fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Willie Kham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kham hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Reynolds moves to second. Johnny Watwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watwood bunts towards the pitcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Reynolds moves to third. Kahm moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr hits a fly ball into right field. Musial settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Reynolds tags and scores. Kahm tags and moves to third. Watwood tags and moves to second. One out. It's 1-0, White Sox. Moberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hamock fields it and throws to first for the out. Kahm scores. Watwood moves to third. Two outs. It's 2-0, White Sox. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Watwood scores. It's 3-0, White Sox. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0-for-1 in the game. Metzler hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey hits a fly ball into left field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leo Durocher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durocher hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Watwood, who is chasing the ball. Durocher reaches third base with a triple. Fred Hamock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamock strikes out. Two outs. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0-for-1 in the game. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards first. Shires can't make a play. That's a base hit. Durocher scores. It's 3-1, White Sox. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robertson hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Sissel hits a fly ball into right field. Musial settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires is 0-for-1 in the game. Shires hits a ball on the ground towards short. Durocher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Reynolds hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, White Sox. Willie Kahm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kahm is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kahm hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Watwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watwood is 0-for-0 in the game. Watwood hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kahm moves to third. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Kerr hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Combs. Kerr reaches second base with a double. Kahm scores. Watwood moves to third. It's 5-1, White Sox. Roy Sherrod now pitching. Moberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Berg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Durocher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0 for 1 in the game. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0 for 1 in the game. Ruth hits a line drive into center field. That will be extra bases. Whatwood picks up the ball and throws it away. That's a double and an error on Whatwood. Ruth moves to third. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Lazzari hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Ruth tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 5-2, White Sox. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 0 for 1 in the game. Musel hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Yankees 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Thomas hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0 for 2 in the game. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeRocher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sherrod fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Yankees 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0 for 1 in the game. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Thomas fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Leo DeRocher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeRocher is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. DeRocher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Sherrod is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherrod hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Yankees 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires is 0 for 2 in the game. Shires hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sherrod can't make a play. That's a base hit. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Reynolds strikes out. One out. Willie Kham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kham is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Kham hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gehrig scoops it up and throws to first, with Sherrod covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Yankees 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robertson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0 for 2 in the game. Gehrig takes first base on ball 4. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Ruth hits a ball on the ground towards first. Shires fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Lazzari hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Yankees 2. The White Sox will come to bat. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Kerr strikes out. One out. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Berg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Thomas hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0 for 3 in the game. Metzler takes first base on ball 4. Thomas moves to second. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Sissel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Yankees 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 0 for 2 in the game. Musel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0 for 2 in the game. Dickey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Leo Durocher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durocher is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Durocher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Roy Sherrod is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherrod is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sherrod hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Durocher moves to second. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Combs hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Yankees 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Shires hits a ball on the ground towards second. Lazzari can't make a play. That's a base hit. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Reynolds bunts towards first. Gehrig fields the ball and throws to Sherrod covering. Safe. Shires moves to second. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That's a stolen base and an error. Shires scores. Reynolds moves to second. It's 6-2, White Sox. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Calm hits a pop-up towards first. Gehrig settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Reynolds moves to third. Two outs. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeRocher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Yankees 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0-for-3 in the game. Robertson takes first base on ball 4. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Ruth hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Whatwood. Ruth reaches second base with a double. Gehrig goes all the way around to score. It's 6-3, White Sox. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Lazzari hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Ruth moves to third. Two outs. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 0-for-3 in the game. Musel hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Calm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Yankees 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Berg hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeRocher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Sherrod, and towards Robertson, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Metzler hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Yankees 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dickey hits a pop-up towards short. Sissel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cedric Durst pinch hits for Leo DeRocher. Cedric Durst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durst hits a ball on the ground for a single. Mark Koenig pinch hits for Roy Sherrod. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Combs hits a pop-up towards third. Calm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6, and New York Yankees, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.